You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are so many falsehoods going on about prayer. It's such a serious matter that the enemy has taken something that is noble, that is of God, and is manipulating it against the children of God. I had a popular preacher recently. He said that if you have not fasted for 10 years, you do not know the power of God. If you have not prayed in tongues 7 hours daily for 10 years, you do not know the power of the kingdom. And I'm just wondering, when is these things about work? It is not only what he said is not only heretic and unbiblical, it's actually dangerous and satanic. But you know, many people will not speak against it. Many who are his friends in ministry, they know this thing is wrong, but everybody will keep quiet. Where do they get all of this nonsense from? Because they will never open scripture. They are now preaching from their head because they believe that they are now above scriptures. Look at what the Bible says about prayer. Prayer is not something complicated and it's not done in the flesh. Look at what it says. It says, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, that is humbly pleading with God, petitioning God, humbly pleading with God on a matter. Then he said, prayers, that is discussing a matter with God. He said, intercession, that means standing between God and someone on a matter. Then he said, thanksgiving. That is giving thanks to God concerning some matters. So he said, all of this should come in place in the place of prayer. We must supplicate, we must pray, we must intercede, we must give thanks. Brethren, are there people you are supplicating for? Are there people you are praying for? He said, for all men. Look at that scripture. He said, for all men. You are not praying so that you can have power. You are not praying so that you can suddenly be the most well-known sought-after person in the world. That's not the goal of prayer. So that's why I'm wondering when all these men say some of these foolish things. He says for kings and all who are in authority. That is what is important. Don't let somebody put you in prison. Follow what the scripture says. Like I said recently at a meeting, I said, follow the teachings of Christ on prayer. Stop following men. The reason you are having problem in praying is because you are listening to men. You are not listening to Jesus. Jesus clearly taught us how to pray. He said, don't use vain reputations. God knows what you need. Just speak to your Father. And he said, when you pray to your Father in the closet, go. Your Father will answer you in the open. He didn't say in that closet. So you don't need to worry. You pray by faith. The key to prayer is, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. It's not when you pray in tongues for 7 hours for 10 years. Who told him 7 hours and 10 years? Where did he get this nonsense from? It is very injurious and satanic to the body of Christ. Because you see, a lot of young people will think this is the way. Because it's not popular, they think this is the secret. And it's not. You see, falsehood can actually make you popular in this world. Because many people are not seeking the truth. Jesus said there will be many false prophets. But the scripture is asking us to pray for those who are in authority. It says so that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life. It didn't say so that we can have power and be flying everywhere. It said we can live a peaceful and quiet life. It said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God and our Savior. It means this is what God approves. This is the kind of prayer and result that what God approves. But they will keep telling you, oh, you don't know the power of God. You don't know, you have not seen result. Who told you I have not seen result? Have I come to you to tell you that I lack result? Brethren, listen to the word of God, not to men who are misleading people. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.